This is Lawrence Kincaid, K-I-N-K-E-A-D, sent a copy to Crystal Morris, the Chief of Police Officer on 35C at the Capitol Letters. Last name M-O-R-I-S-S-E-Y. Clinical efficiency support is 12-24-1970, date of visit 122-2013. Clinical information, he's a 32-year-old man, right hand on a high kitchen man who has a fell out of his hand, numbness. For almost a year, severe symptoms have become worse recently, especially on the right side. He has a numbness of the right index, middle finger and thumb. Kurt, he lost the location paresthesia of left hand, however, he has more of the pain and weakness in the left hand. Kurt, he has not any significant neck pain or regular symptoms in the upper extremities. Next paragraph. Examination weight 155 pounds, height 64.5 inches. He had normal muscle tone, one can strength in both of the extremities except for minor atrophy of the right deltoid muscle. The deltoid strength was still normal. Deep influxes were normal in both of the extremities. He had decreased sensation median of distribution bilaterally. 10 hours was negative on both sides. He did not have any erythema swelling or other inflammatory signs of any joints. Some arthritic changes were noted. Peripheral pulses were present. He did not have any significant tenderness to wake up his spine area or simple region. Next one, our blood production is 3 median along radial lumbar pathway in each of our extremities. Median sensory latency was prolonged at 4.8 milliseconds on the left side. And 6.6 milliseconds on the right side. All our radial sensory responses were normal. Median motor latency was prolonged at 5 milliseconds on the left side and 4.2 milliseconds on the right side. Median motor amplitudes were diminished by bilaterally. Median motor conduction lasted 50 meters per second on the left side and 7 meters per second on the right side. Other motor latencies, amplitudes, conduction velocities were normal. Next graph, left and right aspects, 3 femurs, which have been in each of the along with paraspinal cervical muscles, as mentioned in detail, separately noted in morphology, recruitment, respect, more normal. Although the spontaneous activity was altered, incisional activity was normal. Patient of others from the cervical muscle, naturally significant innovation changes. Next paragraph, impression. This study showed evidence for moderate bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Paralysis innovation changes were noted in median and elevated muscles. First, there was evidence of significant ulnarinopathy. There was no evidence of cervical radiculopathy. First, next paragraph. Recommendation, the patient will benefit from orthopedic evaluation for bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. He has already tried braces without much improvement. He may take over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications, there's pain medications as needed, he'll attend office as needed. Thank you very much for this referral. Enough report.